This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
To repeal the Second Amendment, time to take all the semi-autos. We should probably pull up that clip. They haven't aired it in a couple of years, where Joe Biden and all these Democrats, when they were running for president back in 2008, they say, no one wants your guns. No one wants your guns. And they say it's totally made up. No one's taking your semi-automatic rifle, your shotgun, your handgun. It's all Republican lies. And then, of course, in their internal Handgun Control Incorporated and Bloomberg Group, it's all, we're going to take all guns. All guns. They even want to ban hunting, where you can't even have it at a hunting lodge with a hunting master, and it's all locked up on the range. They follow a formula. And here's the former head of Homeland Security, G. Johnson, saying he think it might be different this time. Here it is.
It's politics. Congress is coming back. The gun issue. Jay Johnson, you've dealt with the gun issue in different ways as Department of Homeland Security. You know the politics of this town. 51 people died in the month of August. On the very last day of the month, we get that reminder in case anybody was letting El Paso and Dayton fade.
Chuck, to me, it feels like this time it might be different. I feel as though my sense is that public opinion and congressional opinion are moving in the direction of doing some things consistent with the Second Amendment. This is a uniquely American problem, and it requires a national solution.
No, it's not.
And it, particularly now that we're back in an election cycle, Republicans, it seems to me, are going to want to be able to be in a position to say they have done something on this. And the timing of this latest tragedy, just as Congress is coming back into town, suggests also there'll be a certain amount of momentum this time. And so my hope is that we'll finally get something done on this issue.
We have massive mental illness taking place. We're becoming a demonic nation. We kill babies after they're born. And they all sit up there with hushed voices like they care so much in their little NPR-trained voices. To whispering, oh, 54 people this month, Dad, shot by firearms. 54 people out of 350, 60 million, if you count all the illegal aliens. Hundreds of thousands dead in Mexico. Thousands died in the last month in Mexico. It's worse than it's ever been. Thousands are being machine gunned to death by drug cartels, and the public's all disarmed. Thousands, look it up, versus 54. But Jay Johnson thinks you're a moron because the media knows how to hype something up. If this table was the deaths in America in the last month, and a third of the table's cancer, another third of the table is heart attacks, and then Parkinson's and car wrecks and drowning and lightning strikes and being beat over the head and stabbed, and then over on the corner of the table, 54 in a month. Little corner of the table. But they focus in with an electron microscope. You ever seen an electron microscope, like a scan of, say, copper? Or a scan, it looks like mountains. It's like, what? That whole world? No, you're looking at a micron of a micron. And yeah, if you got shot dead at that movie theater, it's terrible. It's kind of like, if you're out of work, it's a depression. If your neighbor's out of work, it's a recession. I'm not wishing this on anybody, but it's like shark attacks. I was reading where Cape Cod had almost no one in the water this year because a couple of shark attacks. I guarantee you there were hundreds of deaths up and down that highway that just around there that year in automobiles. But see, that's called common sense. That's called reality. But they know how to do it. I didn't get to this last clip, but we'll play it when we come back because it's a threat. MSNBC says it's time to start going after NRA board members' businesses. Yeah, we've already been experiencing the real tyranny of these bullies. God help us if the people that staged the whole Kavanaugh, Blasey, Ford thing and are shipping all the Islamics in front of the Arab Spring. God help us if they ever get our guns. Thank God for the Founding Fathers. Thank God for the Second Amendment. Thank our lucky stars.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalists. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I'm standing in this briefing room right now. There is no government official here, but I'll say that the press is not the enemy of the people. The press is not the enemy of the people.
They came in peace.
Maybe we should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue, like these folks who chant CNN sucks and fake news. Maybe we should go out, all journalists should go out on Pennsylvania Avenue and chant, "We're not the enemy of the people." We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people. We're not the enemy of the people.
So, they're not the enemy of the people. They're just all over the news saying, bully us, attack us, Antifa's good. It's like radiation. Somebody has cancer. We need to be beaten. Scalise needs to be shot. Trump needs to die. They need to level us. They need to teach us to submit. Trump's killed more than Hitler and Stalin. Where's the 100 million dead or whatever? By the way, just a little footnote. I didn't cover this Sunday. I meant to. The Polish president had Germany there apologizing to him for killing 6 million Poles. And by the way, they probably killed more than that. I mean, Nazi Germany just attacked Poland for no reason. And the president complained. He said, all we ever hear about is Israel and Jews getting reparations. We deserve it. By the way, I think the Jews deserve reparations from Germany, and they've paid them. You know, for what they did, they definitely targeted Hitler, targeted Jews. That's a fact. But man, Hitler killed 20 million Russians, 6+ million Poles, and 22 million Germans died under Hitler. Hitler was the worst thing ever hit Germany. He was a megalomaniac. And there's this movement because the media is such liars and so corrupt to then think, oh, Hitler must have been good. No, folks, not good. Very bad. And actually was manipulated by the West to do what he did. But I was actually watching part of that ceremony after it had happened. I think it happened on Friday, but I was reading about it on Saturday. And I just studied what happened to Poland. You know, Hitler attacked Poland first by staging a false flag attack on his own military bases in Operation Himmler at Gliwice. And it just shows you how incredible history is and just how out of control things have gotten. And you see the world lining up again along the same power axes. It's just an amazing time to be alive. I want to go to your phone calls on what's been unfolding and the fact that they are coming after our guns. But speaking of CNN not being enemy of the people, mainstream news, corporate news is calling to crash the economy, is supporting the private Federal Reserve, trying to block our recovery at China's behest. This is treason. And it's so outlandish, people can't even believe it's happening. But we're winning, and Trump's winning overall, but just barely. And that's what's so scary. And now all this internet censorship's coming in. It's being run by Democrats in government, and even the Rolling Stone magazine quotes them running the censorship. Big tech's being told to do this. And they'll go to one hearing, and they'll call for more censorship, and they'll go to another hearing, and the Democrats all read off a prepared statement. It's crazy. Google's never censored anybody. It's all lies. And then the very same Democrat will go in another hearing and call for more censorship. It's just this dual game, and anybody could link up those clips. We should do that, where they're saying there's no censorship and another committee hearing calling for it. So what do we do about this? What does Trump do about it? Because if you want to talk about someplace, Trump's dropped the ball miserably at his own extreme danger. Let me tell you, they get the big guy, a lot of us are going to have to leave the United States. The Democrats are going to put everybody in prison, and they've said they are. In fact, here's a couple clips of them threatening people just recently.
Not only that Trump has to lose, but that all his enablers have to lose. They have to. We have to collectively, in essence, burn down the Republican Party.
That sentiment at the core of the coalition cannot be pried loose, and it cannot be negotiated with, and it cannot be appeased.
We have to level them.
Utterly confronted and destroyed. That is the only way to break the coalition apart.
Because if there are survivors, if there are people who weathered this storm, they will do it again.
You have to go out and beat these folks if they don't agree with you.
What we've got to do is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anywhere.
What we should be doing is shunning these people. Shunning, shaming these people is a statement of moral indignation that these people are not fit for polite society.
They have shamed themselves too much. The heart of the thing must be ripped out. The darkness must be banished. The people who feel moral revulsion at that display we saw last night must collectively mobilize in greater numbers than the chanters.
Up and down the ticket, federal, state, local offices, the country has to repudiate this.
Press always asks me, don't I wish I were debating him? No, I wish you were in high school, I could take him behind the gym. That's what I wish.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Let me give you one bottom line. As a former government official, government's going to kill this guy.
That's so entertaining.
And that's only to scratch the surface. We could cut in all the people threatening and harassing people at their homes. I could cut in Wolf Blitzer saying, it's important to note, the man that shot Scalise and tried to kill the other Republicans, he wasn't a monster. He was upset about what's happening in this country. Remember that clip? I mean, here's another clip and we'll go to your calls. This is MSNBC saying Republicans are playing dirty pool with NRA board members. Go after their businesses.
I think at this point, it's up to the advocates on gun safety to really start playing tough, dirty pool with the NRA and start going after their board members. We've seen it in boycotts on advertising. I think it's meant to hold every single member of that board accountable in their hometowns and go after them and their businesses and call them out, because nothing will get changed until basically you're one or two steps removed from someone who's been touched by an act of gun violence. And we've seen one congressman get there, but unfortunately, I think until it hits a critical mass, we won't see it.
All right, so Donnie Deutsch over there on MSNBC last week, remember, said it's time to get dirty. It's time to play dirty. We know you've been playing dirty forever, bro. It's why, thank God, dirtbags like you don't have full control of the country. Every city you've got control of, though, is covered in feces, heroin needles, because the Democrats sell it to them. The Democrats are a gang. They whoever will pay them, they will follow the orders. And America's power was that we were open. It was also our weakness because they could then infiltrate us. And this country was on its knees 3 years ago. We're now on our feet. We've got serious wounds. But we're getting better fast. And that's why they're pulling out every stop they got, because their whole system is going down. But it takes focus. It takes prayer. It takes commitment. It takes word of mouth. Don't just think of yourself as a bit player in this. You are the literal bloodstream, the brain, the eyes, the guts, the sinew, the bone, the will, the spirit. You are the law. You are the people. We the people, remember? And when you tell people about this live show, about InfoWars.com/show, or NewsWars.com/show, or Band.video, that's got David Knight, my videos, all of us, about that bunch of other contributors, Band.video. That's the URL isn't censored yet, so share it, Band.video. When you do that, it moves the ball down the field like nothing else. So, we're in the huddle right now. Millions listening. But we're still 11 members on this team. We've got to fight hard. We're going to win. Money.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Troops in Hong Kong. More bizarre zombie-like attacks. People just start eating the flesh out of other folks. Used to be a big deal when it first happened in Miami back in 2012. Now it's every day. We've got Islamists just doing mass stabbings everywhere. So many reports, I can't even cover them all. There is just so much to get to, but I want to go to your phone calls right now. Then the last segment of this hour, Hollywood is involved in a revelation of the method, an externalization of the hierarchy, or what you call predictive programming. Now, this particular piece we're going to air in the final segment, I think was done by people, though, that are on the good side. There's no way this is preparing you for this. This is something where they're warning you. And it ties into Hunter S. Thompson. I'm going to leave it at that. And this is a particular video that YouTube banned. Part of this report's new. Part of this is old. YouTube said that it was discriminatory against Satanists. You're like, that's ridiculous. No, you don't talk about how it's wrong that they like to kill children. That's a sacrament. They're the protected group. You're going to learn. So that's coming up in the last segment of this hour before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. You'll want to stay with us. Let's go to your calls. The two big questions, if you just joined us, I'm asking the listeners, what do we do about the Democrats saying we're going to take all your guns, not just semi-auto, time to repeal the Second Amendment? They're everywhere. Time to get violent, time to intimidate us, this is getting crazy. As if it's our fault that psychos kill people with a car or a knife or a car or a baseball bat. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the bad person. When Islamics stab people constantly, do we blame butcher knives? No, of course we don't. Or you've got butcher knives in your home. How long will we put up with this that another 10 people got stabbed in France yesterday at one stop and another 20 other places and, you know, a bunch of deaths and you damn chefs in France that own these big butcher knives. How much will you put up with your old guilty bloods on your hands? Or we had another Islamic run over 50 people or 100 people or 200 people. Remember that? On Christmas. How dare you drive trucks? It's all your fault, you big, long-haul 18-wheeler drivers. We've got to get on the offense. How do we do that? And then what do you think about the Democrats admitting they're working with government groups to censor everybody and that it's government orders to censor? And it's even in Rolling Stone magazine that the Democrats are the ones running the censoring and it's government ordered and Trump still won't do anything. Brandon, Steve, Judy, Chase, Pam, Ken, Jerome, Vlad, Alex, Brad. We're going to everybody before we end this transmission. Vlad in Washington, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Jones. I actually wanted to talk about the illegal actions that the Dems are doing. But before I get into that, I find it kind of funny that you mentioned the 18-wheel drivers, because I'm actually a long-haul driver myself. I have been since 2010. And it's kind of hilarious, because sometimes in Europe, you know, a Muslim will grab an 18-wheeler, he'll run over a bunch of people, and they'll say, oh, should we ban 18-wheelers? No, you don't ban something because one individual that's a lunatic did something. Same thing for the guns. You don't ban them because some lunatic did something horrible.
And again,
what I'm trying to get into.
Sure, I mean, even though the mass shootings are up, no one can lie, they didn't exist until Harris and Klebold, basically, and the media hyping it. Studies show it's triggering crazies to think of it as an option. The media knows exactly what they're doing. Sorry.
Well, that's why they keep covering all these mass shootings, because they want copycats. And they want this to keep happening over and over so then they can come out and say, we need to ban guns. And they're the ones that are hyping the entire problem.
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say is it. In my opinion, Trump, he seems to be baiting the Dems all the time. I mean, as an example, with Melania running around talking about expanded background checks, Trump's not going to sign that. He didn't sign a lot of the other anti-gun garbage that's been going around. I think what he's doing is more of a long game In my opinion, this is the Patriots' phase of evidence gathering against YouTube, Facebook, Alphabet, Comey with the entire Kill Republicans agenda, with the Kill Trump thing going on all over social media, with actual politicians and certain mainstream media even talking about that we need to get rid of Trump, we need to get rid of Republicans, we can never stop, we have to basically pile them down and get rid of them everywhere. In my opinion, this is basically the Patriots gathering evidence of all these traitors that are committing crimes and committing treason publicly, and they're documenting everything in the background. I mean, think about the tens of thousands of sealed indictments that are currently on the books as of right now. There's tens of thousands of them if you go look at it right now. I mean, long story short, in my opinion, I think we need to trust Trump. I don't agree with 100% of everything he does. But the vast majority of it, in my opinion, I just say trust.
Sure. Well, Vlad, I run into a lot of people I respect that like the whole Q thing. And so, you know, I'm not going to sit there and attack the whole Q thing. I just know this. I actually have talked to two NRA board members, okay? And they told me exactly what you just said, that Trump literally said, look, I'll tell them, we'll do what you want, then they'll call for total confiscation and get nothing. I still don't like that type of manipulation, but I get what Trump's doing. And now I told you that he was going to come out and say, no, we're not doing it. It doesn't protect anybody. It wouldn't have saved anybody. He did exactly that last week, and again this weekend, and again yesterday. So you're absolutely correct, but that's not from Q. That is directly from NRA board members. I mean, you understand that Ted Nugent's on the NRA board, right? I'm not going to say he told me that, but I asked Ted on air when he was on a few weeks ago. I said, is this true? Have you heard this from other members? And he said, yes. I appreciate your call. God bless you. Okay, let's go to another ring-a-dingy here. Let's go ahead and talk to Chase in California. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call so much. And real quick, with that fluoride report that came out, make sure everybody gets their Super Blue toothpaste fluoride-free so you can brush your teeth with some freedom. Hey, you know, there's so many attacks coming at us in the Second Amendment. We got it from the corporate world today. Walmart just announced that they're going to be banning all handgun ammunition sales. We also get it from a historical attack. You realize that they're waving red flags in our faces right now trying to take our guns. Let's go back in history. Mao Zedong waved a red flag and took some guns. Stalin waved the red flag and took some guns. And now we have these Democrats with Senate Bill 66 trying to ban assault weapons. But the good news, Alex, is House Bill 38 trying to get concealed carry reciprocity. But if you
listen, I want to get to that solution, getting on the offense and getting stuff repealed to properly defend ourselves. That's the answer. But you're right. Every time the red flag of terror comes out under Lenin, under Stalin, under Mao, tens of millions die when they confiscate the guns. He just made an incredibly good point. When they took over in 1917, they ordered everybody that had guns to turn them in. They then killed millions of people. That is a great point.
So, Alex, I don't see how this hasn't been seen before. I've been trying to make the noise on my site. You know, I go live every night, and I talked about this very topic last night. It was weird that you're bringing it up today because, yes, the Democrats, if you look on their legislative calendar, they have a number of bills they're trying to go at. And just historically, I can't believe Americans don't see the red flag as a warning. They're trying to disarm you. They're trying to murder tens of millions. And now it's.
And I want to be clear. I want to be clear. The Democrats have said they want violence. They've said they want to attack us. They've said they want to go after Christians. This is an evil group. And so absolutely, it's not hyperbole. It's not hype. They're coming for your guns. They're coming for your children. They are an evil group. They are committed to evil. And the answer is handgun reciprocity nationwide. The answer is arming good people so that we stop these psychotics instantly, whether they're stabbing or using a truck or a gun. The answer is get people off the psychotropics that make them do this. Outlaw psychotropics now. Outlaw drugs that make people go psychotic. Great point, Chase. That's Chase in California. I think his handle's Chase the Patriot. I've seen some of his videos. They're excellent. All right, Brandon, Stephen, Judy, Pam, Ken, Jerome, Mike, Alex, Brad, you're all straight ahead. But I got one question for you. We're in a war. Tyranny's come to our shores. It's real. My job is to get people awake and taking action. Are you taking action? Get the word out. Infowars.com/show.
Thomas Jefferson predicted over 240 years ago that when our republic was in trouble in the future, it'd be the farmers that were close to the ground, close to reality, who actually worked for a living that would end up saving the nation. And today, the communist Chinese have banned all U.S. farming goods a week ago. And we've seen massive increases in polls, support for the president, and what he's doing in this trade war once China put pressure on our farmers. That's beautiful. Americans aren't going to be bullied, and we aren't going to back down. So to the Joaquin Cruises and the Hillary Clintons of the world that want to intimidate people and tell us to back down, we're never going to give up. And all you've done is awaken the human spirit. And the human spirit lives at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. And I'm asking listeners, whatever you do, spread those links, because we are the light in the dark of the night. We are the resistance. We are 1776 worldwide.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
So jam-packed, I'm taking a bunch of calls now, doing a special live report, and then I'm going to get into an angle on the opioid crisis that has not been talked about. Believe me, it's important. But right now, let's move quickly from Pam to Brandon to all these amazing callers. We can get them all in. Pam in California on internet censorship and what you think Trump should do. Thank you for spending time with us on Tuesday.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. How are you doing today?
I'm pretty fired up. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah. I just had a question. I think Trump is a good guy, but I did some research on Jared Kushner, And I saw that he's had some interest with George Soros, with getting some loans from him, and that also he has interest in, like, stocks for big tech, including Google. Do you think that maybe he's advising Trump not to do anything about big tech, and that's why he's not doing anything?
Absolutely. I have had Steve Pachetik, you know, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, saying, hey, he's worried about Kushner because of loans from the Chinese and loans from Soros. And of course, that's true. And it's just kind of weird to buy an apartment building or an office building for two times what it's worth, you know, at 666, whatever. But there's a lot of people hate Kushner. They obsess over it all day long. Trump has not taken action like he should on big tech yet. I've seen articles where Kushner's been out with his wife, you know, with Google executives at dinner. And, I think it's a big problem. And so I don't want to say Kushner's the culprit because I can't prove that. What I've tried to learn is, you know, we don't at those levels, I'm not sure exactly who's doing what. And listen, Soros has got his fingers in everything. And so the fact that some of the companies he's been invested in New York have Soros connections or Chinese connections, the Chi-Coms have their arm literally in everything, not just their fingers. But I think that's something that should be looked at.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate everything that you do. God bless you.
Thank you. What do you think Trump should do? You had a comment on that. What Trump should do?
Well, I think that he should stop listening to Kushner and do what you're telling him to do and other people have told him to do instead of listening to what he's telling him, if that's what he's doing.
Well, I know this. I've been threatened. I've been harassed. Most people I know that get threatened and get harassed kind of roll over to the globalists, at least partially. And so if somebody isn't really tough, they shouldn't be in Trump's immediate circle. I don't know if Kushner has been blackmailed or something, but his dad went to prison for stuff. And, the whole thing smells, but there's a lot of stuff stinking up in D.C., so I'm not exactly sure what it is. But thank you. I think it should be looked at. Thank you, Pam. Okay, up next, let's go ahead. We're going to go to Judy and then Brandon. Judy in Florida, thanks for calling today. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I was sort of coming at it from a different angle about this censorship. And this is just my thought process on something that may be happening. It could be a form of blackmail. And I'm going to tie this into Hurricane Dorian. And this is just it could be something real. It could be something that, even though I saw it on satellite imagery, being microwave imagery, it could or could not be reason for censorship. But long story short, there is imagery of a directed energy that is coming from the west going southeast underneath Dorian as it's approaching the Bahamas. And CNN, probably one of the only true things they said, is that it was going to sit over the Bahamas for about 36 hours. And what my point is that they could have blackmailed the president saying, well, if you don't, like, play ball with us, we could take out, you know, several thousand people off the eastern seaboard. We can take Fort Pierce and Palm Beach, where the second White House is, while we're at it. What do you think?
Em, I appreciate your call. About 6-7 years ago, a woman called after a record-sized tornado hit Oklahoma City and killed a bunch of people, and she said, could it be a weather weapon? And I said, well, weather weapons are admitted, and they're declassified. And I quoted former Secretary of Defense William Cohen about it in 1997 in Army Times and showed some articles. But I said, but we don't know if this was. Probably wasn't. You know, it was the springtime. It is Hurricane Alley. Hurricane Alley runs all the way, you know, up from, you know, basically from Michigan right down to San Antonio, Texas. That said, Trump was rumored as saying, why don't we just blow up this hurricane? Then he denied he said it. You can type in, Bill Gates looks to control hurricanes. They have the technology to kill hurricanes, to strengthen hurricanes, to steer hurricanes. Weather manipulation is real. It's been real for 50 years. It's really a 60, 70 years. It's a science now. And so this is a very unusual Category 5, now down to a, whatever, 4 or 3. And it is weird how it sat over the Bahamas and how strong the eye wall was. But the Stanford Research Institute and the Navy certified in 67 that they could create hurricanes, kill hurricanes, steer hurricanes, weaken hurricanes. I mean, I've had the father of weather weapons on, Ben Livingston. He was like 90-something when I had him on. I was to see if he's still alive. He was the guy that first flew into typhoons at the end of World War II as first weather planes. And that was all classified till 2002, and I got him on the show. So there is Weather Underground. Bill Gates takes on hurricanes. So it's very legitimate to say that, very legitimate to question that. And so I appreciate your call. Really powerful subject you just brought up. Let's talk to a caller in Portland and then to Brandon. Alex in Portland, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you for taking my call, sir.
Yes, sir.
So I wanted to talk about some things that you said and some things that we've seen about how everybody's kind of on the back pedal, the apology tours and things like that. And I think it's happening as, normal people just as well, not necessarily just figureheads. I try and wake people up and show people the links and all that sort of stuff. And when I say, hey, the government's putting fluoride in the water to make you stupid. And the top response that I've gotten to that is, doesn't surprise me. Okay, well, it doesn't surprise you. Does it bother you? Do you have an issue with it? And I've been thinking about it, and it's almost as if, when somebody's in a really, really bad domestic violence situation and they're so far down the rabbit hole, they apologize to the abuser.
Oh, yeah, I call it mass Stockholm syndrome.
Trying to fight that every day, and it's tough. It's tough to do it to one person.
But you're right. We went from them denying that fluoride's there to dumb us down or that cell phones kill us to like, okay, so what? So again, there's a helplessness, but just let them be helpless and move on. The people that care was 3% won the Revolutionary War, 1% started it when the Brits started it. We're going to do that again, brother. God bless you. Great.
Right.
Thank you so much. It's time for political action. I'm sorry. I got so many calls. I'm going to everybody. Brandon in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening to you for like 10 years. I'm a huge fan, man. Love your products.
I'm a fan of you, brother. We wouldn't be here without you and all the other people.
Thanks. Well, basically, I wanted to call and talk about big tech censorship. And, Tulsi Gabbard right now, she's suing Google for like $50 million. Why can't we like line her up with Zach, help out with the lawsuit, and then somehow get her connected with Trump? They agree on what's most important for all of us, and it's like ending TPP, checking Silicon Valley, and ending the foreign wars, and the rest of it could be pillow talk between them two in the White House. You know what I mean?
Well, that would be a powerful ticket. The Trump would definitely win with that ticket. I'm not trying to say get rid of Pence, but it's definitely an issue. You're absolutely right about that, and it's just up to us. It's up to us because, look, we can sit there and sue big tech all day, and that's important. It's being run by the NSA. They set it up. That's why we can't get rid of it. That's why Trump isn't moving against it, because the intelligence agencies are ignoring what Trump says.
Right. And the establishment, they're just moving in on both of them. Like, I read an NBC article about a month ago saying that Russian propagandists are putting Tulsi Gabbard up. And immediately my first thought when I saw that was, the enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Yeah, but what's really going on is the Russians have nothing to do with it. When you hear Russian, that means the American people. That means you. I mean, she obviously won those debates. She's good looking. She's smart. She's not controlled. She's a breath of fresh air. And so they're telling you she's a Russian. That's all it is, okay? And these are the globalists that hate our country. Now, get ready. You want to know what the globalists are all about? We go to the bottom of the rabbit hole on the other side.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And I took a lot of roads. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You got it.
Mr. Inspector coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us again on this Tuesday, Global Transmission, September 3rd, 2019. Now, not much good comes out of Netflix and Hollywood. They're being paid by the Chi-Coms and others to demoralize the people of the West and get us to hate ourselves and give up on our life force and stop fighting back, so we can be poisoned by the GMO, the tainted, laced, cancer virus-filled vaccines, the 5G, all of it. But studying where the rumors and the legends of vampires came from, it came from certain percentage of people, very low percentage, are psychotics who actually lust after blood and the flesh of humans. It's actually a listed mental illness. And I've likened the globalists to Skeksis, that early 1980s film with, you know, the big puppets or whatever. And I didn't even know that Netflix had come back out with a prequel to it. So we discover who the Skeksis are and what they're doing. But when you watch this film, you have to understand that metaphorically the establishment sucks our energy, our ideas out, and destroys our civilization. But when you really study the establishment throughout history, it's been documented. And it's in, of course, the Stanley Kubrick film, Clockwork Orange, when they're at the milk bar, one of the drugs you can take is adrenochrome. And then, of course, in Hunter S. Thompson's Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, he gets adrenochrome from a Satanist child molester through the guy's lawyer. That's somebody's actual adrenal or the pituitary in the brain that basically orders the release of the hormones throughout the body. And so this goes on and on and on. And then if you look at the injection bottles for the single shot with the EpiPens, that drug is called adrenochrome. And so if you read this, if you study this, if you look into this, you discover that the globalists are obsessed with blood transfusions of children. I told you that 25 years ago. Now they have companies that publicly do it. And, of course, the Queen Mother reportedly got them every week, and it made her live to 100 and something. So this is also metaphysical. It's metaphoric for the elite feeding on us. But there's something there that you need to look into, and it's why they're obsessed with the youth. So Dark Crystal, Age of Resistance prequel, just premiered a few days ago. Skeksis came to the planet Thrall, where all the creatures lived in harmony. They tricked the keeper of the crystal to let them guard it and use it to achieve long life. As the start of the 1,000 years have passed and the crystal was not working, so they must figure out a way to maintain everlasting life. The Skeksis, looking for a new way to extend their life, figure out how to use the crystal to put out the essence. They must use a young, gentle Gethlings, which are children at heart, or innocent. First, they torture the Gethling by putting it in front of a crystal. They then drain their essence, the adrenochrome, and then drink out the essence of rejuvenation. Another Gethling sees this and runs, but the head scientist says, don't worry, no one will believe him. No one will believe the fluoride is meant to dumb you down and hurt your fertility. No one will believe the GMO is meant to give you cancer. No one will believe the 3 and 5 and 4G is designed to kill you. But this is their religion. But instead of physically sucking it out of you, when they do evil, they get invigorated and feel powerful because they're taking charge. They're the boss. They're the Satanist, willing to do these terrible things, including the physical drinking of blood of a tortured child, which is filled with the hormones and filled with the fear and the terror. So it's all about feeding on the innocence. Here's the archetype in your face from Hollywood.
I think you will be most impressed.
This had better work.
Of course, my emperor. You will see. I have solved all our problems. Allow me, if you will, to introduce our honored guest. Come out, be shy.
The child in.
What is that?
Child in.
Sacrilege! Have you no sense of propriety?
Continue, skeptic.
Be welcome, Gelfling. I require your assistance. Isn't it lovely?
And they used to be the guardians of crystals. They tricked them. So now it's sacrilege. You can bring them near the crystal.
Look deep into it.
This is why they can kill babies.
Don't fight.
It's live. Not just their organs. Literally taking their essence.
Your love. Your
spiritual essence.
Please. Are you
okay? Give it your berries.
Can't you electrodes in her? Sucks her soul, energy.
You done? No, wait.
Average night of the Podestas. In that dungeon he brags about. Liberal. I care about you so much.
Here is life.
Keeping her comfortable. Final essence, the last proper soul.
Oh. special scientist. I have drained the delving vessel. Wind is the solution to our problem. A new source of life. Here, my emperor, for you. Drink. You must drink. How do you feel, sire?
I feel. Oh!
Back.
Let us feast. Music. Revelry.
Power structure's upset.
May the Skeksis conquer death.
I'm not going to have time to get to the whole earlier piece where Gregory breaks this down. But we post it at InfoWars.com. We will add it. And again, they catch the gelfing and say, oh, no one will ever believe him when he escapes. He goes and tries to warn people, and no one believes him, of course. Oh, no way, the good guardians, the crystal, the Skeksis, there's no way they're doing anything bad. Why, they made the crystal, even though they didn't. No one knows where it came from. But now that the guardians, people have forgotten. Just don't let your kids get close to the castle. Now, let's go out to break here with part of Greg Reese's report that YouTube took down for discrimination. Discriminates against Satanists. I'm not kidding. Here it is.
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome first hit pop culture in 1971 when gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson wrote about it in his book, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He wrote that his lawyer, Oscar Acosta, was defending a Satanist who was charged with molesting a child. The Satanist client paid his lawyer with adrenochrome and claimed the only source was the adrenaline glands from a living human body. If you search Google for adrenochrome, the Google-supported result is from the Conspiracy Wiki, which suggests that it is all merely fantasy. But just to the right, you will find that adrenochrome is real. According to scientific research, adrenochrome is formed by the oxidation of its precursor, adrenaline. Adrenaline is the active hormone from the adrenal medulla, otherwise known as epinephrine. EpiPens are auto-injectors that contain synthetic adrenaline.
All right, folks, we're going to break.
Developed.
Again, in post, I'll add all this and I'll add the part where they're saying no one will believe the Gelfling. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. There is an upper class of Morlocks. We are the Elois. H.G. Wells told everybody in his fiction book. He wrote a nonfiction explaining, oh, this is really how the world works. And so it's all just a repeat of that same archetype over and over again. Remember, they want to shut us down so we can't warn the other Gelflings, the other Eloi. We are warning everyone. We will win together. But remember, we've got big specials that are about to end. A free bottle of Carnivore Digestive Enzyme. That's such an amazing next-level probiotic. When you get DNA Force Plus for 50% off, now that's a hell of a deal, and your funding makes this all possible. So for yourself, for the show, for the planet, visit InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number four is ready.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.